Seamus Toomey joins us from Block Club Chicago. Let's talk about the Damon silos first, Seamus, and explain what they are.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the Damon silos are one of those buildings in Chicago you've driven by a million times and you never knew quite what it is. It's on the Stevenson Expressway. You see them from there mostly in the McKinley Park neighborhood. And what they are is they're 15-story tall grain silos. They've been abandoned for about 50 years. And they look like they're abandoned. They're untouched. They're dirty. They've been known for years as a great place for urban adventurers. I'm not advocating this, but people break into them all the time to spray paint them and graffiti them and just explore them. But now they're in the news because they've been owned by the state for about 100 years. Governor Pritzker has been trying to get rid of as many unused properties as the state can. So they're for sale right now. So if you're interested in 100-year-old grain silos, they were the site of the Transformers movie in 2014. The Age of Extinction was filmed partially inside and outside the silos. So they're also movie stars. But yeah, just kind of a weird part of building in Chicago that's it's sat vacant forever. Starting bid is $3.2 million, so you know, start saving your pennies if you want this land in the McKinley Park neighborhood.
Got it. Now the story of the kid who went viral for dropping a hot dog at a White Sox game. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, this was funny. If anyone saw this video, it was during the Sox game on August 14th. This young man, Matthew Hubler, was at his first Sox game. He fumbled his hot dog as he was eating it, and then he sort of stole everyone's hearts because he face-palmed himself right on TV, like, oh no, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
We've all done it before. I may have just picked up that hot dog, but you know, it is, you know, questionable off the ballpark floor.
Well,
but
if it's there for less than what, 20 seconds, something like
that? Yeah, you know, something like that. It may be shorter because it's the ballpark. But it went viral. The Wiener Circle, famous hot dog stand in Lincoln Park, they had fun with it. They invited the family on Sunday for a hot dog party. So Matthew got his replacement hot dog. His family and friends got hot dogs. He got a little lesson on how to hold it properly, and everyone had a good time. The dad said, to be honest with you, he's really a hot dog bun fan. So you know, don't cry for him too much. He was in it for the bun all along.
So the Wiener Circle is going to give them a free party. Well, now kids are going to try to be dropping hot dogs and getting on TV during the games. That's what's going to happen. This is a good weekend to adopt a pet, isn't it?
Right. This is the they're having an event called Clear the Shelters Day on Saturday. The Anti-Cruelty Society down on LaSalle Street downtown is sponsoring this. They're waiving all adoption fees for pet adoptions between noon and 5 on Saturdays. On this Saturday, basically, they say, you know, they're at really overpopulated levels of in shelters all around the city, the suburbs, the country, really. And they're desperately trying to get these pets into new homes. So everything gets waived on Saturday. We have a list of all the participating shelters. There's a bunch throughout the city, including a bunch. PetSmart will be participating as well. So check it out. It's Saturday if you're in the market for a pet. Saturday may be the day to find him.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.